more testing on Drew's shoulder? I know he's not playing today. Do you have any sort of timeline on when, how long this could take for him?
No.
Without him in these lineups, I know you said you were kind of being innovative with the Ben Pascal stuff last game. What does it require of the rest of the team to make up for having none or fewer point guards than normal in every lineup?
It's going to take a great attention to detail. A lot of things on the margins we're going to have to be very solid in. Taking care of the ball, rebounding, defensively, doing a better job of keeping the opponent off the free throw line. Those things go a long way toward helping your offense. And we have to just continue to adjust.
I think you said before you were thinking days, not weeks with Quentin Jackson. Do you have a better sense of when he might be back? We saw him warming up a little bit.
Yeah, he's been working out and increasing his workouts, so he's getting closer.
I'll ask, you'll probably tell me to stay tuned, but who's your starting point guard for tonight?
What's that?
I said I'll ask, you'll probably tell me to stay
tuned. Yeah, I don't talk about lineups. They come out 30 minutes before the game.
What's just your read on these guys on Memphis at this point?
It's the worst possible time to play after yesterday. And, it's a prideful team. They have plenty of guys on that team that have been here when they've had some real success. And so what they went through last night is going to make tonight it's hard anyway, but it's going to make it even harder.
Hey, Coach, what did Jay Huff bring to your team? What he contributes to your team? Jay Huff,
yeah. Shot blocking, rebounding, length. He's got a really great skill for a 7-footer. Shoots the ball easily with range. He's got a good feel. And he's learning our system, and our system is in flux, without some of our playmakers. So, our five men are going to be, they're going to have to do their share of playmaking as well. And, Jay's capable of doing that.
Another one of your five men, James Wiseman, just what have you made of, his progress, the last season, into this season, and kind of, what his potential will be with you?
Yeah, he's done well. He worked extremely hard to get his rehab done during the year. The number of hours, and sweat and everything else that went into it was